Welcome again. It's Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Another wine review. We write them up on cheapwinefinder.com, and then we talk about them here on cheapwinefinder.com podcast. And today we have an inexpensive wine from Portugal. It's actually from Trader Joe's, but it's not a Trader Joe's wine per se. It's from a winery called, let me grab the cork, because I kept the cork, because it's an actual cork. Portugal is where cork trees are from, and I get so few actual corks with the under $20 wines that we read about. They're all composites or some sort of plastic or something. This is cork. This is Casa Esmeralda Frias. It's in the southern part of Portugal, but they've been around since 1920. They have been female run for decades, family owned and operated. And the name of this wine is Vina da Fonte Reserva 2021. It was $8.99 at Trader Joe's. And we're going to take a sip and we're going to talk about it, because there's a bunch to talk about a lot of things here. The grapes are Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Taringa Nacional. Taringa Nacional is an indigenous grape to Portugal, and it is to Portugal what Tempranillo is to Rioja, and what Cabernet Sauvignon is to Bordeaux and Napa. It's like the elite wine, the wine that makes the best wines. And there's also some Castelao, another local grape. That's a tannic grape, usually used in blending. Portugal has a kind of interesting wine history. They've always been into wine, and they've made a lot of wine. But they kept it in-house. It was very insular. I mean, Portuguese wine was for Portuguese people. They didn't drink a lot of outside wines. They liked their own wine. You know, you could get it in Spain and a few other places, but they just weren't that interested, and they made wine custom bespoke for the taste of Portuguese people. And there's all different areas of different growing areas. Like, you can really study all their wines. But in 2008, when there was that global economic crash, every country took a big hit, and Portuguese government, to bring money in, decided that we have this great wine here, but we're not selling it to everybody. So they had a plan to start exporting lots of wine. And it's really been since 2008 that you can really start finding Portuguese wines. The problem is, when they first started out, they were kind of made for Portuguese taste, and they weren't necessarily international wine friendly. That's changed in the meantime. And a lot of the grapes they use, this one has Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah in it, but they would use the indigenous grapes and the indigenous name for grapes. Even if it had a name of a grape you've heard before, they used their own name for it that you didn't know, which kind of throws people off when they're trying to buy a wine, especially new wines, and they don't really know much about. You know, so they had a few things going, but they've kind of straighten it out. Portuguese wines has been sommelier's darlings forever because it was different. You know, when you taste a lot of wine, you get something that's actually really well made, but different, it sticks out. And that's what we have here. And this is a deep dark, you look at the color, it's a black cherry with black highlights. The nose was a blackberry, fudge. I mean, there's a lot of maybe raspberries, so maybe, you know, taste it, there's blackberry, maybe raspberry cappuccino. I mean, there's some really deep, dark, but delicious flavors going on. I'm going to take another sip. It's smooth and it's got some depth to it. You know, I was kind of, when I saw the grapes they use, I thought this might be a tannic wine, because tannic wines usually, Portuguese wines are usually made for food, and food wines balance differently than a sipping wine. And, you know, Americans kind of sip you might have it with a meal, but you know, and there are wines made for food, but a lot of wines are just made to have it as an alternative to a beer or a cocktail, whatever. And Portuguese wines were often balanced to have with food, not balanced to hit you right when you sip it. So this one's fine. This one would be great for warm weather stews and that type, or not warm weather, cold weather stews and that type of thing, but it sips really, really well. And it's got these dark, luscious kind of flavors, blackberry, blueberries, there's raspberry, plums, chocolate, a touch of cream, maybe a little creamy vanilla. Yeah, I mean, this one for $8.99 is full of flavor, and it's well made. It's because the flavors kind of flow a little bit. It's not a not a heavy wine, but it's got depth and some weight to it, which I, you know, it's not heavy, but it's got weight. Yeah, but it, because it's got, it was well made. It, I mean, if it's too heavy, it's because they didn't make it right, you know, because it's out of balance. This one's balanced. You know, it's like, I remember when I first started writing about these wines, it was under $10. It was horrible. Like, you know, you expected something to be wrong. And now it's like, this is delicious. This is really tasty. This is really well made. This is a nice grape selection. And it's not the same old since it's Portuguese flavors. You're getting a different red blend, but it's still very approachable and something kind of familiar anyway. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFinder.com. The Vina di Fonte Reserva 2021 from Trader Joe's for $8.99. It's from a winery that's been around for 103 years. It's inexpensive. It's got, I think, 9 months in oak French oak barrels, so it's kind of... that's something you don't get in every $9 wine you see. So I'm not sure what the price is elsewhere, but I don't think it's an expensive wine. And it's really good. So if you're in Trader Joe's and you want something a little bit different, check it out. Vina di Fonte Reserva 2021. This is it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFinder.com. Keep it cheap. I've got a Kirkland Cabernet Sauvignon that's been in oak for 16 months. It's under 10 bucks next. So adios, keep it cheap. Everything's kind of cooling off out there. So enjoy the weather. Adios. Bye-bye.